It's great to be here again.
很高兴又回到你们当中。
We came back from China about 3 weeks ago.
三个礼拜以前我们从中国回来。
So it's been a good trip to preach in China in these last days.
我们很高兴在过去的时间有机会在中国传福音。
You know, as you know, China has been very hard on Christianity lately.
我们知道最近中国对于基督徒有很多的很严峻的一些法律。
A lot of Christian pastors are in jail because of preaching the gospel.
有一些基督徒的牧师，教会的牧师，因为福音的缘故被下到监里。
We know personally four or five of them are in jail now in Chengdu, also in Yunnan.
我们自己认识的朋友中间就有几位牧师，包括在成都的，在云南的牧师，现在在监狱里。
One of the more famous one is Wang Yi and his wife Jiang Rong.
我们知道他的成都的牧师叫做王怡，他的妻子叫蒋荣。
They're in jail because of their refusal to join the three self-communist controlled church.
他们入监的原因就是他们的教会不愿意加入三自。
And another pastor friend of ours, Cao Sanqiang, is in jail in Yunnan because he crossed the border without into China without a visa from Burma because he was visiting there.
所以我们的一位朋友曹三桥牧师，他是因为非法入境的缘故，在云南被逮捕入狱。
So he is a Chinese citizen, but he went to Burma without a visa. When he came back, he was arrested.
他自己是中国的公民，但是他去缅甸的时候是偷渡过去的，所以回来的时候就因为这个行为被逮捕。
So please pray for the house churches in China today.
所以请各位为今天的中国家庭教会祷告。
So they are facing much more like when Mao Zedong was alive in 1960s.
他们所面临的一些困难，就好像毛泽东在1960年来的当政的时候的那个情形。
So pray for China's future, China's leaders, so that they will turn to God, that God will do justice to the situation now.
所以我们为中国的未来祷告，为他们执政掌权的祷告，希望他们能够转向神，愿神的公义能够得到彰显。
Now this morning I'd like to continue the three themes of the faith, hope, and love that we've been talking about for the last several months.
所以今天我要谈到的是关于爱的，就是我们过去也谈到信望爱其中的一个系列中间的一部分。
Now, as you know, the First Corinthians chapter 13 is the most important, most beautiful chapter on love.
我们知道哥林多前书十三章是我们都是非常有名的一首爱的篇章。
And this is the greatest literature in the world on love.
这个是世界上最有名的一首情歌。
And the why is that so important? Just 13 verses.
它一共只有十三节，为什么这么重要呢？
Because it's come from God.
因为这是从神来的。
It talks about God's gift to us.
它谈到神给我们的礼物。
It's based on the theme of the Sermon on the Mount.
所以它其实是在阐释登山宝训。
And then it's a poetry too.
它是用诗歌的形式来描述。
So we just sang the love chapter song a while ago.
我们刚才才唱了这个爱的篇章。
I think only the Chinese has done it quite well.
我觉得这用这中国的这个调子来唱特别好听。
So I don't think the American songwriter has done as much as the Chinese hymn writers and their lyrics that comes with them. Chapter 13 of First Corinthians.
我不知道西方是不是有像中国的这么多的这个调子来唱哥林多前书十三章。
It's a greatest theme of love because it comes from God.
为什么这么重要？因为爱是从神来的。
And that God, as we sang, God came to the world by His only begotten Son, loved the world, gave Himself for us.
因为神他把他自己的儿子道成肉身来到世间，就彰显了神的爱。
So the First Corinthians chapter 13, love is based on the greatest sacrificial love.
所以哥林多前书十三章的这个爱，其实就是在讲到那个舍己的爱。
And what is called the agape love?
这就是我们所谓的一种圣爱。
And that is the highest form of love.
那是人世间的爱里头最高的一个层次。
You know, if you read the world literature about love and so on, it's either romantic love or sexual love.
我们知道，我们知道，我们谈到爱的时候呢，啊，对不起哈 ，you jump to the end. 我们知道谈到爱的时候，我们常常讲到的是一种肉体的爱，情欲的爱。
And then it talks basically about relationships and how that carry out in person to person.
他常常讲到人与人之间的这个关系的爱。
But First Corinthian love is based on from God's love to us.
但是哥林多前书十三章那个爱是讲到神对我们的爱。
And then chapter 13 is a central chapter in Paul's discussion about spiritual gifts.
所以哥林多前书十三章刚好就是保罗在讲到属灵的恩赐的这个的时候的中间的一部分。
And it is the chapter 12 is about the spiritual gift.
十二章讲到属灵的恩赐。
And then chapter 13 is about love itself.
第十四章、十三章讲到爱。
And then chapter 14 is about the spiritual gift of prophecy and the speaking tongues.
第十四章就讲到说预言跟说方言的恩赐。
So Bible's simple description of love is come from God.
因为圣经上的所描述最简单的这个爱就是从神来的爱。
Remember the passage says we love.Because God first loved us.
圣经告诉我们说，我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
So this is God's own description of Himself.
所以神用爱来描述他自己。
And God is love because He is source of love.
神爱我们，因为神就是爱的源头。
下面那个。Now, when we talk about the chapter 13, about chapter 12, when we kind of relate how this whole thing come together, in chapter 12, verse 31, it says that now eagerly desire the greater gift, and you will show that the most excellent way, chapter 12, 31.
我们先来看哥林多前书前面跟后面的经文哈。前面十二章最后一节经文跟后面十四章第一节中间的关系，那哥林多前书十二章三十一节这样说：你们要切切的求那更大的恩赐，我现今把最妙的道指示你们。
So there you have the greatest chapter is being introduced as the greatest verse, one of the greatest verses in the Bible.
所以接着就是介绍哥林多前书十三章是圣经来描述爱最精致的、最精彩的一部分。
And then, if you finish chapter 13 at the beginning of chapter 14, it says, "Seek after love as your aim."
所以在接着下面的一章，哥林多前书十四章一开头就说：“你们要追求爱。”
You know, often we quote chapter 13 of during the wedding times.
所以我们常常在哥林多前书，我们常常在婚礼的时候来引用哥林多前书十三章。
I've done that many times for officiating weddings.
所以我主持过很多的婚礼。
So usually I read from chapter 13, verse 4 to 7.
我通常是只是念哥林多前书十三章的第四到第七节。
And that gave you the basic components, essential nature of love.
那里告诉你就是爱的真谛是什么。
And I tell the couple to be married, I say, practice these things.
我也告诉那些要结婚的年轻人说，你们要在婚姻里头来实现，来练习这个爱。
And they all say, yes, 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 yes.
他们都会一直点头赞成。
And then after a few months, they get into fight.
但是 通常过了几个月就开始吵架。
Then I tell them to read chapter 13 of 1 Corinthians again.
我就告诉他们回去再读一遍哥林多前书十三章。
That will heal your bondage and heal your brokenness in the marriage.
因为这节经文可以医治我们人跟人之间的一些破碎或者是一些摩擦。
So we seek after love because God is love.
我们寻求爱，我们追求爱，那是因为神就是爱。
Let us talk about what this chapter is all about.
我们来看看 Are you going to talk about this?
You know, when we use the word agape love in the New Testament, it comes from a Greek word called agape, but the Greek language has three words for love.
我们知道希腊文他们通常有三个字来描述爱。
And the first one is Eros, E-R-O-S.
第一种是情欲的爱。
That Eros love is basically about physical nature or sexual, physical body of the love of relationships.
这种爱是讲到身体的爱、肉体的爱、情欲的这种性爱。
You know, in the Greek literature, it's all about this sexual love and illegal kind of expression of love done in the theaters, stories, and dramas.
我们在希腊的文学中看到很多这一类的爱描述，在他们的戏剧里头，他们的各种文学里头。
The second word for love is philos.
第二种的爱是兄弟之爱。
Philos is basically a love between brothers, sisters, and the kind of a relationship love, in terms of friendship love.
所以这种爱是兄弟之爱，是朋友之间的、兄弟之间的这种友谊的爱。
So the famous city called Philadelphia, city of brotherly love, come from this background.
我们知道费城就是 Philadelphia 这个。字就是从这里的 Philos 来的。
And then the last one is called agape love.
最后一种爱就是agape 牺牲的爱。
And that is the highest form of love that God gave to humankind.
这是神给人的一种爱，是最高层次的爱。
You know, it's very interesting that the New Testament does not use word or do not have the word eros in terms of the expression for love.
我们知道在新约里头没有用过这个情欲的爱的这个动词。
And then, also interestingly, the Greek literature, all Greek literature do not have the word for agape love.
同样的有趣的就是在希腊文学里头他们也没有用过 agape, 这个神圣的牺牲之爱这个字。
So therefore, you can see that Paul introduced a new idea, a new phase of love only Christian can give because only God can love.
所以我们看到保罗向我们介绍了一种新的爱，这种爱是只有基督徒、只有神有的爱。
And then you will recall that Jesus asked Peter at the resurrection, after resurrection on the beach.
我们知道耶稣在复活之后他向彼得显现 他问彼得的问题。
And Jesus asked, Peter, do you agape me?
他说彼得你爱我吗？就是用的这个圣爱、牺牲的爱的这个字。
And Peter says, yes, I filio you.
那彼得说是的，我是用兄弟之爱来爱你。
And Jesus asked two times about this.
耶稣用问了两次。
About same, do you love me or not?
同样的问题。
So twice, Peter answered, "I agape, I filio you, brotherly love you."
但是两次彼得的回答都是用这个兄弟之爱来回答，说是的，我爱你。
Then Jesus changed his mind again. He says, "Do you third time? Do you filio me?"
第三次主耶稣就说，你是真正的用兄弟之爱爱我吗？
And then Peter says, yes, I filio you.
彼得说是的，我是用兄弟之爱来爱你。
See, Peter did not understand Jesus' love for him.
所以彼得他不明白主耶稣的意思，主耶稣讲的爱。
Yes, only after Jesus went to heaven, when Peter began suffering, then he realized what that agape love means.
只有当主耶稣到天上离开世界回到天家以后，彼得从他的受苦中，他终于体会了什么是主耶稣他用的这个牺牲之爱的意思。
And then Apostle John tells us that we love because God first loved us.
使徒约翰告诉我们说，我们爱，因为神就是爱。
I want to divide the chapter into three parts.
我愿意把这一节这一段经文 分成三部分。
要打开那个 PowerPoint.
Yeah, I am.
And the first part I would like to talk about is the value of love.
所以首先第一个部分我要讲到的是爱的价值。
And here I want to talk about the love as being the verb, action, verb.
首先我要谈到爱这个字本身是一个动词，是有行动的。
And then the acts, the love, New Testament, the word New Testament love requires action.
新约里头的用的这个爱的这个字是要求你必须有行动的。
And that's why Jesus said he loved the world. God loved the world. He gave his begotten son.
所以圣经上说, 神爱世人, 所以他把他的独生子赐给他们。
And that love in the John 3:16 is agape love.
约翰3章16节的那个爱, 神爱世人的爱就是第三种的爱, 就是那种舍己的爱。
So the agape love tells us how to prepare the motivation for that action.
所以这种爱呢, 就是为那些行动提供了我们的动力。
And then Apostle Paul says, even though I speak all the beautiful languages, even the angelic language, without love, I'm nothing.
所以保罗说,即使我说了各样的言语,甚至天使的言语,但是没有爱的话,这些都是枉然的。
So God came down through the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the highest form of love.
所以神他自己下到我们世人中间,这个就是最高层次的爱。
And then those who do not believe, do not accept the love, will face judgment.
所以那些不相信的人,他不接受这种爱的人,他就要面对审判。
And then verse 2 tells us that if we can prophesy the wisdom of the world, then without love, then we are nothing.
所以第二节告诉我们说,即使我们会说预言,但是没有爱的话,这个也是没有用的。
Even the Apostle Paul says, even if we give our body to burn for martyrdom without love, then we are nothing too.
保罗说,即使我把身体让人焚烧,但是没有爱的话,也是枉然。
So let us go to point two, that talk about the virtues of love. And this is the major part of the chapter 13.
所以让我们从第四节到第八节是讲到爱的美德,这个是哥林多前书13章最精华最主要的部分。
And Apostle Paul is talking about the fruit of love.
他这里是讲到爱的果实。
And this is the central theme of the chapter.
这是整章的一个中心的目的,目标。
So as I said before, love is action verb.
因为我前面说过,爱这个字是一个动词。
And then imagine if you don't have love for your parents or children, that love is just a four-letter word.
所以如果你对你的父母没有爱的行动,你的儿女的话,那个爱这个字只是四个字母而已。
And then the first one is the we talk about is the action of verb is verse 3 is love is patient.
第一个我们讲到就是爱是恒久忍耐。
And then this patient is basically in the original language is to slow in anger.
所以在原来的原文里头，他的意思就是要慢慢的动怒。
That means to be extreme patient with people.
是要对其他的人要有极大的一种爱，一种忍耐。
You know, sometimes we are impatient with people who are slow walkers or slow talkers or slow eaters.
所以有时候我们对别人说话说得很慢，走路很慢，吃饭很慢，我们会不耐烦。
Well, Apostle Paul tells us we are to be patient to people like this.
但是保罗说我们要对这样子的人，我们也要有耐心。
And the patient also means that, Jesus is our example.
因为主耶稣也是我们最好的忍耐的榜样。
How is Jesus being patient to us?
主耶稣怎么样对我们有忍耐的心呢？
And Jesus says, come to me, all you weary and heavy laden, for I am gentle and kind in heart and give you rest. That is being patient.
所以主耶稣说,凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来,我就使你们得安息,我心里柔和谦卑,所以你们要学我的样式,你们心里就必得享安息。
You know, think of it, Jesus, God is patient with us when we're being saved.
你想想看,当我们还在罪人中的时候,神就对我们有 耐性拯救我们。
Some of you came to the Lord when you are young.
很多人是年轻的时候就信主了。
And then some of you came in midlife.
有些人是中年的时候信主。
Or during the student days.
很多人是在学生的时代信主。
But you know, all this time God's been searching you.
但在这整段的这些时间里头，神是不断的在寻找你。
God gave you opportunity to your parents, through classmates or friends to introduce gospel to you.
所以神给你的父母、你的同学、朋友机会。让他们把福音传给你。
And then you rejected that love in the first time.
也许你一开始你是拒绝的。
Then God came in.
然后神介入了你的生命中。
After many years or so, and then the gospel finally sink in your heart, you say yes to Jesus.
到了很多年之后，有一天，那个福音终于在你心里触动了你，你愿意接受耶稣。
So God's been patient with you for salvation.
所以为了救恩的缘故，神对你一直是百般的忍耐。
So thank God for his patience.
感谢神，因为他对我们有忍耐。
The second kind of love is love is kind.
第二种的行动就是爱是有恩慈。
And this kindness has to do with serving people in kindness without regard to what their background or facial and the expression may be.
所以他这个就是你对人有恩慈，对 善待人的时候，你不要顾及他的背景、他的种族，还有各样的跟你不一样的地方。
So love is kind because you say that person is important before God.
爱有恩慈，就是因为你在用属灵的眼光看，你知道这个人在神眼中是有价值的。
Remember Jesus Christ talked about be patient to people, be kind to people.
因为主耶稣也说，你们要对人有爱心，有忍耐。
And the disciple says, "How many times should I forgive or be kind to my brother?"
所以有彼得就问他说，那我到底要对我的兄弟多好呢？我要饶恕他多久呢
？Seven times, Peter said.
七次够了吗
？No, Jesus said 70 times seven.
主耶稣说是七十个七次。
So that means endless to be kind.To gentle be people.
那就意思就是说，你要不断的对人友善，不断的饶恕人。
The third kind of love is a love is not jealous.
第三种的爱是不嫉妒。
And the Greek word here is that it is to be zeal.
在希腊文，它的原来的意思就是非常的冲动。
And this zealness is have a kind of a wrong connotation.
所以这种的是一种过度的一种动用你的情感。
So this is where the Bible talk about one of the eight elements of what love is not.
所以这个是其中的，就是这里讲到八种，就是消极的爱，就爱不是什么，那这个爱不是就是不嫉妒。
The first two is positive, love is patient, love is kind.
前面我们讲到的那个爱是恒久忍耐，爱是有恩慈，这个是积极的部分。
So from here, a few eight of them, Paul says, love is not.
接下来的就是爱不是什么，这八种的消极的爱。
Now sometimes we are all jealous for something among brothers, sisters, husband, wife, or even someone who has more gift than you are, we're jealous.
就我们很容易嫉妒别人，我们的配偶，我们的朋友，就是因为别人有一些什么我们没有，我们就会嫉妒。
And Hollywood is very good at this in terms of portraying movies and all this love and wars and famines, also the love between the illegal love and making people jealous of each other.
所以我们就看到好莱坞的电影头充满了这些剧情，就是讲有很多的这种很神奇的、很曲折的一些故事，常常就是基于人之间彼此的一种嫉妒。
So that's why you have a lot of divorces, a lot of murders, even for jealousy because of their evil intent.
所以有许多的离婚、许多的谋杀、很多的罪。都是出于人心里头的这种嫉妒。
You know, when Paul was writing to the Corinthian church, he was thinking about the people's jealousy.
所以当保罗在监狱里头写信的时候，他是想到的人 人里面的那个骄傲。
You know, the Corinthian church is a lot of problem.
我们知道哥林多教会有很多的问题。
That's why Apostle Paul devoted two books on the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, long chapters, because of church problems.
所以我们知道保罗他写了哥林多前书、哥林多后书都非常长的，因为他知道哥林多教会有太多的问题。
And Apostle Paul talked about how the church should not despise or judge each other by saying that we are all one body, many parts.
所以保罗特别的嘱咐哥林多教会，你们不要瞧不起你们教会里面的人，因为我们都是同属一个身体。
And no part can say the other part says, you do not belong to you, to me, and I don't need you.
没有一个肢体可以跟另外一个肢体说，我不需要你。
And then the apostle encouraged the brothers and sisters in Corinthian church to love each other in harmony in terms of working together as one body and one Christ.
所以，保罗他就是鼓励哥林多教会要同心合意的，没有分别的彼此对待，成为一体。
And number four kind of love is a love that's not brag.
第四种就是爱是不自夸。
This bragging here is basically kind of a blowing into the wind.
所以这个自夸这里的原文的意思就是吹那个气到一个袋子里面。
Blowing into something that basically for no reason and then brag yourself because you have done that.
所以你把好像气吹到一个，我们中文好像说吹牛一样。
And C.S. Lewis used to say that bragging is a voice of pride and concern, conceited, rooted of all sins.
所以路易斯他曾经说过，他说夸口是骄傲狂妄发出的声音，是万恶之源。
So he basically say bragging is a root of all sins.
他说。自夸其实是各种的罪的一个根源。
You know, C.S. Lewis was a very proud young man before he became a Christian.
我们知道，路易斯他年轻的时候还没有成为基督徒的时候，他是一个非常骄傲的人。
Because he graduated triple first in Oxford University.
他在牛津大学毕业的时候，他得到三个那个奖，就是首奖。
That means he was number one in classical history and languages, English language.
所以他在经典，就是古典的经典，还有在历史，还有在文学方面，他都是第一名。
And they say if you graduate triple first, you're automatically retained as an assistant professor in the department.
所以在牛津大学的惯例里头，如果一个学生能够毕业的时候拿到三个首奖。的话，他就自动的成为牛津大学的助理教授。
So at 21, he was a professor already at Oxford University.
他21岁就已经成为牛津大学的教授。
He was very proud himself.
他非常的骄傲。
He felt that he was number one in everything in the university that year.
他觉得他是那一班同学里头的佼佼者。
And he was very proud and looked down on people. You are nothing.
他很瞧不起他的同学。
So he says, bragging is the root of all sins.
所以他自己特别体会，他这样子说：我们自夸是各种的恶的一个起端、开端。
So he was so proud that God kind of struck him and gave him illnesses during his time.
所以，但是神后来让他得了很大的、很严重的疾病。
So then, in 1929, he kneeled down before God and acknowledged.Who God is.
所以到1929年的时候，他终于跪在神面前，承认神到底是谁。
Bragging is trying to make others jealous of what you have.
所以自夸就是你想要别人来嫉妒你。
Does that happen to you?
你有没有这样子做过？
Sometimes we buy better cars. We look around people say, "Ah, look at that Toyota."
所以我们有时候开比较好的车，我们就会看别人说，哎呀，你看他不过是开一个 Toyota。
I have a bigger house, bigger TV. What do you have?
所以我们常说，哎，你看我的房子哈，说你们家有多大
？And that is kind of making people jealous of what you have materially.
你就是想要别人因为你在物质上有什么东西来嫉妒你。
Number five is love is not arrogant.
所以第五个就是爱是不张狂。
And the Corinthian church Christians there are lot of people who are arrogant about their gifts.
我们知道哥林多的教会啊，他们以为自己已经完全了，有很多的恩赐。
Because that's why Apostle Paul write this chapter 12 about gifts, spiritual gifts.
所以保罗特别写了哥林多前书十二章，就是教导他们有关属灵的恩赐。So
that they should not be arrogant because everybody have different gifts in the church.
所以他们不可以张狂，因为教会中每一个人都有不同的恩赐。
William Carey was a great missionary to India 200 years ago.
我们知道威廉克里，他是150年前到印度宣教的一个很有名的宣教士。He
was trying to be a missionary in a mission, and then they say, "What degrees do you have?"
所以他在那个宣教工厂的时候，人家就会问他说，你有什么学位？
Usually, to be a missionary in England, America, you have to go to a college, 4-year college, and then also 3 years of seminary to be trained in the pastor.
所以通常在北美你要做宣教士，你必须要有四年的学士， 大学， 然后有三年的神学院的训练，你才能去。
And William says, "I don't have any degree."
他说我没有学位。
And then they say, "What do you do for living?"
他们说你到底做什么？
He says, "I'm just a cobbler, fix shoes."
他说我只是一个修鞋匠。
They say, "How can you do anything with a cobbler in the mission field?"
他们说一个修鞋匠有什么资格来做宣教士？
He says, "I've been praying for India for a long time, and I study language, and I learn to preach."
他说我因为我一直在为印度人祷告，而且我也学习了印度的语言。
They say, "Let's hear you preach."
他们说，那你来讲道，我们听听。
Oh, he preached 1 hour very eloquent British English, and then quoted Bible and talked about need for missionaries in India.
所以他就花了一个钟头，滔滔不绝地讲到了关于宣教、关于印度的需要。
And they were impressed.
他们非常的惊讶。
They say, "You are better than the Cambridge graduate."
他们说你比那些剑桥毕业的还厉害。
So we'll take you.
说好吧，那你来做我们的宣教士。
But you have to do your work. You have to raise your own funds to go to India.
他们说你必须要自己要募款去印度。
So he went to India, became one of the greatest Bible translators in India.
所以他就到了印度去做宣教士，他成为有史以来最伟大的一个印度文的圣经的翻译者。
He translated 7 Indian languages, Bibles into English languages.
他把圣经翻译成七种印度的主要的方言。
You know, translate one Bible is difficult enough, like Robert Morris in China.
我们知道像马里逊来中国的时候，单单翻译一种语言的圣经就花了很多年，非常的不容易。
But William Carey was brilliant. God used him with many skills of being a linguist. He did that for 7 languages.
但是神特别给威廉克里这种语言的天分，所以他翻了七种不同语言的圣经。
One time, he has all the Bible notes, translation notes in the house, and the house caught fire and burned down.
有一次他的家里头有很多的他的刚好翻好的那个草稿。 但是他出外的时候，他的家被烧了。And
people said, "Your life is gone."
他们说你完了，你一辈子的这个事业都到此就结束了。And
his wife went crazy.
他的太太非常的伤心。And
went to a mental hospital because of this.
因为这次火灾，他的太太受打击太大，后来就进入了精神病院。He
says, "No." William Carey says, "God is faithful."
但是威廉克里说不，他说神是信实的。I
will continue to do until this work is finished.
他说我要一直继续工作直到末了。So
he did not give up.
他没有放弃。He
was not arrogant.
他不是张狂的。Because
he has many gifts.
他不因为他的各样的恩赐就张狂。So
today you will find Indian Bibles all over India, and many Christians, millions Indians became Christian.
今天你在各地都可以发现印度文的圣经，而且很多的印度人因为他的翻译的圣经成为基督徒。
So he found colleges, universities, and orphanages, churches, and so on.
所以他建立了很多的大学，还有一些主要的宣教机构也是他建立的。
So he is known as the father of a modern missionary movement.
所以有人称他为近代的宣教史之父。
Even though he was a cobbler, he did not give up.
虽然他只是一个鞋匠，但是他没有放弃。
So a lot of times, people say pride, precedes fall.
所以常常有人说，就是圣经上讲的，骄傲是在，败坏以先。
Yes, pride goes before destruction.
骄傲在败坏以先。
So don't be proud because what God has given you.
不要因为神给你的恩赐你就张狂骄傲。
Learn from William Carey, be humble and not arrogant.
要学像威廉克里。
Number six is the love does not is not rude.
对，第六点是爱是不做害羞的事。
And this passage is talk about the love is not kind of love that Romans chapter 1 talk about men committed shameful acts with other men.
所以在保罗他讲到的是像罗马书一章二十七节那里讲男和男行可羞耻的事，这个害羞的事就是包括这个同性恋的事。
So you can tell that the love can be go wrong.
我们知道有时候爱会出问题的，走歪了。
And then those who practice homosexuality kind of basically encourage others to do the same.
所以常常在有同性恋的这种事情，他也常常鼓励其他人跟他一样犯同样的罪。
So that is a judgment from God's word.
这个是从神的话来看的话，这个是受咒诅的。
So whenever we think about do shameful things in the name of love, then we are going the wrong path.
每一次当我们打着爱的口号来做一些不讨神喜悦的事情的时候，我们就得罪了神。
So number seven is God is love is not self-serving.
第七点是说，爱是不求自己的益处。
And this can be said that love is not self-seeking as well.
我们也可以翻成爱是不为自己着想。
You know, a lot of times we think of ourselves first.
因为我们通常都是先想到自己。
You know, we call this a me generation.
我们常称为这个世代是一个我的世代。
Whatever we do, it says, what does that got to do with me?
所以不管做什么，我们常说对我有什么关系。
Me generation.
我的世代。
And this is very prevalent in all over the world today, especially among the young and what we call the X generation.
所以在现今的这个 X 世代是非常普遍的。
And that is not scriptural.
这是不合乎圣经的。
We should think for others.
我们要为其他人着想。
And that's what the Bible talk about. Love your neighbor as yourself.
所以圣经上说你要爱你的邻舍如同自己。
And that is what is meant by the love is not self-serving.
所以那就说爱是不求自己的益处。
Number eight is love is not anger or irritated.
所以他第八是讲到爱是不轻易发怒。
And easily provoked it over the self-interest.
不会因为自己的缘故就随便的生气。
You know, sometimes people in love, at first they're very kind, very gentle, and when they're courting together, very kind, and then eventually the real self come out.
我们知道人在谈恋爱的时候啊，都是非常对对方非常的好，非常的有耐心，但是结婚一阵子以后，那个本相就露了出来。
So therefore, how well can you hide your anger is a secret.
所以你怎么样来藏住你的这个压住你的怒气，这个是一个奥秘。
And the Bible tells us, be angry but not sin.
但圣经告诉我们，你生气但是却不要犯罪。
So to be angry about unrighteous things or evil things is okay.
所以你为了一些不公义的事情、邪恶的事情愤怒是可以的，这是一种义怒。
So remember Jesus, when he went to the temple, when he see all the money changers, he drew a whip and drew them out and turned over the tables.
我们知道主耶稣也会发脾气，他在圣殿的时候，他拿起鞭子把那些玷污圣殿的人赶出去。
And also, Bible tells us that when you are getting anger, do not let your anger go sun down. That means do not sleep over your anger.
圣经也告诉我们说，不要含怒到日落。
That means when the wife and husband fight, you should confess before you go to sleep and over the night.
所以夫妻吵架的话，在睡觉以前应该两个人和好，不要含着怒气睡觉到天亮。
Because you do, the devil, you use the anger, separate you, eventually divorce.
因为我们如果含怒的话，积愤怒在心的话，久了以后给魔鬼留地步，会拆散你们。
So Paul has a purpose here. So love is not irritated anger or easily provoked over self-interest.
所以这里讲到保罗说，爱是不经意发怒是有目的的。
And another missionary to India, basically, he was seeing all these idolatry and the idols worshipping evil things in India.
所以有一位宣教士，他也是在印度的宣教士，他看到印度人呢，他到印度的那地方看到他们拜印度的神，有各样的这种拜偶像的情况。
So he ran away from them.
他就很生气，他就离开了，跑掉了。
He did not want to visit temples after another because they are all evil. They are all idolaters.
他很不喜欢到一些庙里头去，或是经过那些庙，因为那边充满了拜偶像的事。
So that is how he stay away from the to be angered.
所以那个时候，他的怎么样处理他的愤怒，他就是不要去靠近他们的寺庙。
You know, we just came from Burma several weeks ago.
我们几个礼拜以前刚从缅甸回来。
We have some missionary work to do with the Lisu people in the villages.
我们在那边的傈僳族的村庄里头有一些服事。
And we stay in the hotel. Next door is the Buddhist temple.
所以我们住的那个宾馆隔壁就是一个佛教的庙。
They're huge, very beautiful gold.Felt the temples on the top and on the spirals.
所以那个庙非常的富丽堂皇，都是用那个金哈，用那个金的那个珀来抹在那个墙上的，非常漂亮。
You know, Burma is one of the poorest countries in the world.
我们知道缅甸是世界上最贫穷的国家之一。
But if you go around.On the boats or on, you see those temples all over the place.
所以你在缅甸街上走，到处都是庙。
And yet they are so poor.
但是他们还是这么贫穷。
But the ordinary people give money to the temple so that they can build temple so that they can feel peace.
所以那些人他们把他们的钱拿到庙里头去奉献，然后他们就可以盖越盖越大越漂亮的庙，但是他们自己还是贫穷。
Number nine is love does not resentful or keep on recording of wrongs.
所以第九是讲到爱是不计算人的恶。
You know, sometimes we remember people's wrong. We say, I'll revenge, I get back to him or her.
我们常常容易会记住别人的这个不好的，对不起我们的。我们说有，总有一天我要给他摆平。
And this is basically holding grudge and have bitter roots in our minds.
所以这就是在你的心里头怀恨，然后会埋下一些毒根。
You know, God does not record our wrongs.
你知道神不纪念我们的恶。
And from the east to west, He has forgiven our sins.
所以神不纪念我们，就如东离西有多远，神也不纪念我们的。
Once we come to Christ, He will forgive all our sins.
一旦我们来到耶稣面前的时候，他就赦免我们一切的罪。
Because 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, He is just and faithful to forgive all our sins and our unrighteousness.
约翰一书一章九节说，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
So likewise, we should forgive people's sins when they wrong us.
所以当有人对不起我们的时候，我们应该赦免他们。
And that is the first healing as a Christian, knowing how to forgive people.
所以这个是饶恕，是基督徒要医治你的创伤的第一个最好的方法。
And that will do a lot of healing.
因为饶恕会带来医治。
You know, a British psychiatrist says, if people learn how to forgive people, most psychiatrists will close their doors.
有一位英国的心理学家说，他说如果每一个人都学会了饶恕，那我们这些做心理学的心理学家，我们的诊所都要关门了。
So love is not resentful or keep wrongs.
所以爱是不纪念人的恶，不计算人的恶。
Number 10 is God does love does not rejoice in wrongs.
第十点是讲到爱是不喜欢不义。
And this is where a gossip comes in.
你知道我们常常就是因为我们喜欢一些听一些事情，就会引起很多的谣言。
And,
很多的这种八卦。
And we harbor people's wrong and then talk to people. Did you hear so-and-so did this, did that, said that about you?
我们听到人有什么短处，我们就会去跟别人说，哎，你有没有听到，就会闲言闲语。
So it offends God when we gossip.
所以当我们说闲话的时候，其实我们是是触犯神的。
And the book of James chapter 2 talk about our tongue is uncontrollable part of our body.
彼得对不起雅各第二章有讲到我们的舌头是怎么样会引起很多的罪恶。
You know, he says, you can control the boat by the rudder and the boat will go the way you want.
他那里说如果你能够控制那个锚的话那你就可以控制那个船的走的方向。
We can control a lot of things, but we cannot control our tongue.
我们可以控制很多东西，但是我们很难控制我们自己的舌头。
And that's why God does not want us to rejoice in wrongs or giving gossips about people.
所以神不喜欢我们去喜欢听别人的闲事，然后在中间散布一些谣言或者是闲言闲语。
And then number 11 goes back to the positive of love. Love rejoices truth.
所以第十一点又回到了一个爱的积极的部分。他就说爱只喜欢真理。
That means we speak the truth in love.
那就是说我们是凭着爱心说诚实话。
Only the truth.
只说实话。
That's why we weed out lies and half lies, white lies, whatever.
所以不管你的谎言是什么，是白谎或是一半真理、一半谎言，这些我们都要除去。
So we enjoy honesty, truth, and in our speech and our conduct.
所以我们要在我们的行为、言语上都要诚实，说真话。
See, because if you practice these things, rejoice in truth, then you have good true fellowship.
你知道吗？如果你是诚实的，是只喜欢真理的话，你跟人之间就有真正的诚实的关系。
Yes, Paul says, speaking the truth in love.
所以保罗说，我们要凭着爱心说诚实话。
So that means you are not afraid of talking people's weakness or people's sometimes they offended you. You tell them as the way it is. Yet at the end, you forgive them.
所以你不怕说指出别人的错的地方。这样子的话你而且在最后他们会他们不会因为就即使你触犯了他们以后他们还是会饶恕你的。
And number 12 is love bears all things.
第十二节说爱是包容一切凡事包容。
This in terms of bearing gender is like you have a big umbrella. On a big rainy day, you tell people, come in an umbrella,cover them so that they can stay dry.
所以凡事包容就好像下大雨的时候你有一把伞你就对人说你进来吧进到这个伞里头你把它 包容进来。
So therefore, people can rejoice that of your kindness.
所以别人可以享受你的这种善意的对待。
Number 13, love believes all things.
所以第三是爱是凡事相信。
So this is not the blind faith that we talk about.
这不是一种盲目的相信别人。
This faith is without any doubts on God, who God is.
这个信是对神的信心，就丝毫不怀疑神的本性。
So that means those under God's love never doubt.
这里指凡是被神所爱的人，在住在神的爱里头的人，他是不会疑惑的。
So when we talk about love, believe all things, love believe what the Bible, the scripture says, all things.
当我们说凡事相信的意思就是说我们相信圣经所说的一切话。
So that's why in our conversations, we should melt in and give the scripture and then encourage another one another so that we can grow in grace.
所以当我们跟人谈话的时候, 我们应该常常提到圣经的话, 所以让别人能够体会到, 圣经的真理。
Number 14 is God hopes, love hopes all things.
第14节说, 凡事盼望。
And it is not the hope from circumstances.
这种盼望不是建立在环境, 对环境有所盼望,
it is a positive hope.
这是一种很正面的盼望,
and love brings the best of someone.
所以爱使我们可以看到一个人最好的一部分,
and hope is that hope in the gospel.
因为我们对这个人的盼望是最终是建立在, 希望他能够得到福音。
Yes, what hope, what gospel can bring this person to Christ?
我们看到一个人的希望是因为我们知道 福音能够怎么样能改变这个人，带给这个人盼望。
So therefore, we never give up. Says, "Oh, that person will never become Christian."
所以我们绝对不要随便的就放弃，说，哎呀，这个人是绝对不会接受福音的。
We give them hope in the Lord.
我们给他的是建立在基督里的这种盼望。
And number 15, love endures all things.
第14个是爱是凡事忍耐。
And this talk about endurance is in the military terms.
这里讲的这个忍耐哈, 是一种军事的用语。
It talks about how a soldier sustained his battle to the end.
它是讲到一个兵丁, 他如何在战场上前仆后进的一直坚持到最后。
You love your neighbor.
你要爱你的邻舍,
you love the gospel,
你爱福音,
and never give up.
那么你就不要轻易的放弃,
and it endures to the end.
你要忍耐到最后, 坚持到最后.
And this is the quality of love.
这种坚持也是爱的一部分。
Winston Churchill was a famous giving one speech in World War II in America.
丘吉尔首相在第二次世界大战的时候对英国的国民说了一句很重要、很有名的话。
And basically he said one sentence.
他只说了一句,
never, never give up.
他说永远、永远不放弃。
And he said three times.
他说了三次。
Basically never give up battling and against the evil forces.
他说绝对不要放弃,不要在恶人、在恶势力
That gave the power of British and American people kind of endurance to the end until the end of World War II.
他这句话给美国人、给英国的人民很大的勇气，他们最后坚持到大战结束。
And after that, he just sat down.
Pardon?
After that, he just sat down after one sentence speech.
丘吉尔，他那天的演讲就只讲了一句话，完了，讲完他就下去坐下来了。
And people remember him and also gave thanks to him for his courage.
所以他的百姓都为了他说的这句话非常的感谢他，而且得到鼓励。
I must hurry to the last point.
因为时间的缘故，我必须跳到最后一点。And
it talks about the victory of love.
他讲到爱的得胜。
And this is the verse 8 to 13.
是8到13节。
And what this is about is that he talks about how love can transcend understanding.
他就讲到说, 这个爱能够胜过一切。
And he talks about love just like a child, growing up, child have childish things, but when we grow up, we give up these childish things into a new realm of adulthood.
他也讲到说是当像小孩子一样, 当我们长大以后,我们就丢掉了孩子的事情。
And basically, he talked about how to go on from here. What do you do from here now?
他的意思最主要的是我们现在是要做什么?
And basically, Apostle Paul tells us that we should practice love.
他说最重要的是我们要实现我们的爱,操练。
These 15 items he talked about.
前面讲到15种的, 方式。
Are we practicing them?
我们有没有来, 来练习, 操练他们?
See, if we don't practice them, this just becomes another piece of a sermon.
如果我们的爱不去操练出来的话, 它只是我们所听到的, 讲到的, 一小部分的一些话语而已。
And the love should be practiced in our daily lives.
所以爱，爱是应该操练的。
Now in heaven, there will be no need for faith.
因为到天堂以后，我们就再也不需要信心了。
And there's no need for love.
我们也不需要爱了。
Because we have reached the perfection of love in heaven.
因为我们的现今的这种信心跟爱都已经在天堂都已经得到完全了。
And there's no need for hope.
我们也不再需要盼望了。
Because we have the perfect hope already in heaven.
因为在天堂我们有完整最完美的盼望。
And we need to practice love while there is chance.
所以当我们在世上还有机会的时候，我们要来操练这种爱。
And Apostle Paul's end in this chapter, also beginning of chapter 14, he says, faith, hope, and love, the greatest of this is love.
所以他在13章末了说，如今长存的有信、有望、有爱，这三样其中最大的是爱。
And don't forget, love is the power of faith, your faith.
不要忘记了。爱是你的信心产生的一种力量。
And it generates the power of hope.
而且爱可以产生盼望。
And the greatest of these is love.
这个信跟望跟爱中间最大的就是爱。
Will you practice them today?
你愿不愿意在今天就这样子的去实行？
Let us pray.
我们低头祷告。
低头祷告。
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，主啊，这个篇章是多么的美丽，主啊，我们实在没有足够的时间来一一的思想它里面丰富的含义，但是感谢你，今天你让我们稍微的一瞥到，这段经文的光亮是多么的美丽，主啊，是多么的对我们有意义，主啊，感谢你留下借着保罗给哥林多人的书信，为我们留下这一段爱的篇章。当我们一一审视的时候，我们就看到我们其实有很多的亏损，主啊，我们说我们是爱，但是我们常常爱得不够，我爱得非常的自私，主啊，我们是爱自己胜过爱别人，主啊，我们只想到自己。天父，求你自己教导我们，让我们操练你对我们那种神圣的爱，你对我们那种舍己的爱、牺牲的爱，让我们放下我们的自私，放下我们的骄傲，主啊，我们愿意谦卑在你面前说，主啊，我愿意操练这种舍己的爱，我愿意为我的妻子或是我的丈夫牺牲我自己，我愿意为孩子、为我的教会、为弟兄姊妹放下自己的权利，放下自己的坚持，放下自己的意念，放下一切，只是因为出于爱，主啊，愿你把这种舍己的爱放在我们里面，因为你自己做了美好的榜样，你死在十字架上，你就成全了这样子的爱。谢谢你，让我们常常的纪念你的爱，让我们在常常生活里头，让别人在我们身上看到这种爱。我们这样感谢祷告，奉主耶稣的圣名。
Amen. Amen.